Welcome, everybody, to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This is the Fantasy Warfare episode of Unscripted Wrestling. I am your host for this evening, Doug Hummer, along with, of course, my brother Daniel Hummer. We have Eric with us, Stevie is here, and Kenny is here, I think.
He'll be back.
Yeah. So everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
So before,
how about you?
Pretty good. So before we get into tonight's episode, even though I think that intro was what, at least a half hour, right?
Yeah.
We kind of got let's get some plugs out of the way. All right, make sure you listen to Anthony, Boxman, and Smark, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night on Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They are available on all podcast platforms. You can also listen to them every other Saturday on their show, The Hollywood Hangout. Also available at Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. You'll find us every Friday night here on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com. We can be found on all the major podcast platforms as well. We, of course, are part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. That's how you can find us. If you want to listen to old episodes in the archives, either here on Blog Talk Radio or on Stitcher, just go to either Stitcher.com or blogtalkradio.com/Everything Unscripted. You want to make sure you include the slash because you don't want to just type it into the search engine. I mean, you want to do as less work as possible. Also, on Sunday's episode of the Top Tier Podcast, am I supposed to be plugging this or did you want to plug
it into
your show? This Sunday on the Top Tier Podcast, we will be tiering Marvel superheroes. So it's going to be a good episode. There may be some arguing. I mean, Clinton and I have been arguing a lot lately. I swear to God, him and I are like Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. So we got that coming up. We're also going to be doing the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament coming up in a few weeks. I'm just waiting for commitments from people, including somebody that's on this call tonight. That's why you are the handler of some people. But what that's going to be is it's going to be a tournament. We have about, right now, we have about 32, could be 33, 34, 34, whatever. And basically, it's going to be like regular Jeopardy. We're going to have, I have questions. And we're basically going to go through and the winners advance to the later rounds and the winner of the whole tournament will get to pick either a tier list for us to do on a future episode or a subject for the wrestling or for our wrestling show. And they will get a $25 gift card to wherever they choose. So that's it. Kenny, are you back yet? Yeah. All right. I tried to waste as much time as I could.
Oh, you did. Get rid of the intro. You want to get into it?
Oh, yeah. Trying to
yep.
Listen to it.
I thought so.
Okay. So, anybody that has not listened to our Fantasy Warfare episodes before, it's been a couple months because we've had a lot going on. Basically, Fantasy Warfare, I'm big into fantasy wrestling. And we kind of have our own fantasy league, so to speak, going on here. The Unscripted Wrestling Federation, or whatever we called it. We named it last episode, but I can't fucking remember. But basically, we did the world title tournament the last time. Kurt Angle won the tournament. This time, we're doing the tag titles, and if that does not take too long, then we might jump into another one. But basically, object of Fantasy Warfare here is I'm going to present the matches, and we're going to have ourselves a booking meeting, and we're going to determine who we think should move on in this tournament, in each match, and basically it might be a spirited discussion, spirited debate, or we might just try to fucking kill each other, and I disagree with what you all will say, I'm just going to do what I want in the end anyway. Vince McMahon does to his creative team.
All
they
right.
have 13-hour okay. meetings just for Vince to say, oh, no, I'm not changing my mind. We're going to fucking do what I want.
Kenny Fett.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it.
All right. So, all right. So, Kenny, if you missed any of it, we're doing the tag team tournament of my of Fantasy Warfare. It's a 16-team tournament, so obviously four rounds. And the opening match of round one is the New Age Outlaws and the Steiner Brothers.
Okay.
The Outlaws are the
Yeah.
Hmm. Who wants to start? I'll start.
Well, somebody has to start.
Well, you.
I'm Vince McMahon.
You got
I have.
Well, you got the legendary New Age Outlaws, of course, of WWF versus the legendary team of the Steiner Brothers of WCW. They're both great tag teams, so this is, personally, I would. Boy, this is really tough. I would put the Steiner Brothers over.
I mean,
they're a better team, and they're brothers.
Yeah, and if
longer tag team too.
Right. Consider if we're doing a build up to this tournament, you kind of have to have the Outlaws screwing with them the whole time, right? Get anticipated.
Yep.
With the match,
yeah.
You know, doing their antics like they usually do.
Right.
You know, probably have Road Dogg, you know, like they did to the Legion of Doom when they stole the shoulder pads and all that. Probably have, like,
yeah.
the Outlaws steal either Rick's jacket or Rick's earmuffs or
yeah,
even Scott's jacket or whatever.
So, and if we end up going that route, I'd have to put the Steiners over because it would be satisfying to see them kick the Outlaws' ass at the end.
Right, and plus, with them being amateur wrestlers, you know, we use the same deal with Kurt Angle back in the last tournament. I mean, Steiner Brothers being amateur wrestlers, they're built for tournaments.
Yeah. That's a tournament landscape.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And here we go.
There's a little, I'm not taking anything away from the Steiner Brothers, but there's a little bit of a difference between, you know, collegiate wrestlers and fucking gold medalists. You know.
Yeah, that is a different category.
I mean, my thing on this is I actually would – see, I don't know how I'd actually – geez, this is hard. Because I – like, on the one hand, I like the – I think the Steiner Brothers are more of a tag team where, like, you know, you never felt like the – like, the traditional trappings of a tag team were never with the Outlaws, right? Like – didn't have like a you know they didn't have like signature double team stuff, they didn't have anything like that, they just were kind of two guys who were like, okay, you know, Billy Gunn's a hell of an athlete and Road Dogg is passable enough, just you know, and apparently, you know, Shawn and Triple H liked them to some extent and they're like, okay, great, let's do something. So yeah, I'd have to go with the Steiners too, just to, you know, in terms of an actual tag team. And I like
exactly.
the Outlaws too, but it's just like, they never, like, you know, I mean, it shows you how poorly the, well, it shows you how WWE has never had a great reputation for a tag team, period, but it shows you how really poor they were in the 90s, that those guys were, like, the first tag team you think of.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I mean, The Outlaws are definitely, I'd say, they can work, but they're more on the entertainment side of the business.
Right. I mean, and Billy obviously was the better worker.
Well, yeah, Road Dogg was the promo.
Yeah.
He's the build-up to the match. Right.
Well, he, you know, he's an Armstrong, and none of the boys got everything that Bullet Bob had, so one piece of him, none of them had the total package, so.
Right, yeah, I mean, Brad was the work.
Oh, my God. I never thought you could make a Russian leg sweep into a finish until I saw a Brad Armstrong match. Holy shit, that's impressive. Like, he gets that thing like you... Like, it's amazing. Like wow, it's like, okay, yeah, that's how you're supposed to make that move look good.
All right. Stevie, how would you book this thing?
I would probably have the Steiners, like, beat the Outlaws because they're more technical in the ring.
Okay. All right, so are we all in agreement that it's going to be the Steiners going over?
Yeah, that's probably the best way to give more credibility to the tournament.
Yeah, it's the best decision.
Okay. All right, so the Steiners will advance. Match number two in round number one, the Rock and Roll Express and the British Bulldogs.
Ooh. Jeez.
Wow.
None of these are ooh.
That's a tough match.
Well, I think to make it work, you got to really play into the contrast and style because you got two different teams here.
Mm-hmm.
More of a high energy. I mean, they're both high energy, but I'd say the Bulldogs are a little more grounded, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Dynamite can go when he needs to.
Yeah.
Actually, I think this is actually a really great. You can't really actually pick two better teams to actually make because they're really, they both come from a...
Kenny, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I think you're cutting that. You're muffled.
Hello?
All right, now we can.
I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on there.
Are you in a pool?
No, I wouldn't. No, Doug, I'm not in a pool.
Oh, it sounded like that for a second.
All right, so
I think they're actually a really good. This is a really good contrast in terms of a team because they're both teams that are actually more similar than they are different. Like they both come from a serious wrestling territory, you know, where they didn't the Rock and Roll Express were baby faces, but you know it's no bullshit. You know this is wrestling. Just like the Bulldogs coming from Calgary. So you could have a hell of a match with these guys. Just let them go out there and beat the shit out of each other. You know?
Right.
And, you know, you could all get juice and just like boom, 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 just have it go crazy. And I actually, see, the only thing about this is that the Bulldogs, as much as I like them, it didn't have to be the Rock and Roll Express because they're just, I just don't, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I really can't say either way, but I just think the Bulldogs is the wrong choice.
I mean, I don't know that. I think we got to explore different angles too, because if you get a good match between these two teams, but the Bulldogs end up prevailing, them and the Steiners are a great second round. That would be a brawl.
Right. Because but it's also just like who do you want the ultimate baby faces to be in this tournament?
Do we want Rock and Roll?
I mean, obviously the Rock, because if you look at all the teams in this tournament, you know, because we have the Young Bucks and Demolition still to come. We have the Godwins and Mark and Jay Briscoe. The Dudley Boys in the Legion of Doom, FTR in the Midnights, Public Enemy in the New Day, and the Hardys in the Best Friends. Now the only
what?
We drew it out of a hat, Kenny.
Obviously, because I like those, all those guys. I like to some extent. That's just what's funny to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the matchups are a little odd.
Yeah,
that's the cool part about it.
That's the thing, though. But, like, so, like, the only team that's, like, probably more like babyface than the Rock and Roll Express.
Well, we're going with the Young Bucks to win this whole thing, right?
Oh.
No.
I will drive to Philadelphia in 5 years.
I'm joking. Do you really think I want to put the Young Bucks over anything but a cliff?
No, they could go over the best
friends. I even said no, and I'm a Young Bucks fan.
They could go over the best friends. I'd give them that.
I mean, so, like, with the Rock and Roll, I do think that the Bulldogs and the Steiners are the more intriguing matchup. But it does depend, though, on, like, the Rock and Roll, because the Rock and Roll Express are the ultimate baby faces.
Exactly. You're the underdog.
Oh.
Steiners
you
to be
healed. You bring up a good point.
I'm going with Rock and Roll.
All right. Stevie, let's get your opinion on this.
Well, I think if you put the Rock and Roll Express in the ring with the British Bulldogs, then it would be like a longer match because the British Bulldogs would give them a good match. Because you got two baby faces in there.
Right, but also Dynamite knows how to work as a heel. So does Davey.
Right, yeah. I would have to go for the Rock and Roll Express to win that match.
Okay, all right, so we got two Rock and Roll of... Daniel, obviously you're saying Bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, you can't win every booking meeting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Rock and Roll, that's intriguing, too, if they're the baby faces that – the underdog baby face in this tournament. That could be a very good angle. I'm not going to – that's not a hill I can stand on. It's all good. I can take that one.
All right, Kenny, what do you think?
You know, I kind of started with the Rock and Roll, but the more I thought about it, I think you can make an argument that it purely as a tag team, the Bulldogs are better because, like, let's face it. I mean, nothing wrong with Robert Gibson. He was a fine, fine doing his job, but it was Ricky Morton selling that got them over, right? It wasn't Robert Gibson selling. The Bulldogs were such a big deal because they both, David did all the power shit and Dynamite did all the high flying shit. So I'd have to go Bulldogs, man.
Sweet,
you're the tiebreaker,
okay,
Doug.
And them and the Steiners could be such a good second round.
I do agree with that. I do think, however, and I don't want to jump ahead because that's the end of round one. Is the Hardys and the Best Friends, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to jump around, but I do feel like we do need to have like an ultimate like babyface team involved. I do agree with there's a lot of intrigue in the Bulldogs and the Steiners. And if, both teams were around today or even back then, if both teams would have had a match against each other, it would have sold a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
So I will say, even though I love the Rock and Roll and, us not putting the Rock and Roll over might actually make Boxman want to bow out of the Jeopardy tournament.
Don't do it, Doug. Don't do it.
Dude, you got 30 people fucking trying to do it. The Bulldogs are they're both good choices here, right? But I think the Bulldogs getting the win here would really solidify kind of a roughneck tournament that we could go for.
Right. It's either... Because, like, the only option, well, another option would be to have, like, a time limit draw. But the Steiners really are not a team that would need to have a bye.
No.
So I'm going to say I'm going to put the Vince McMahon toupee on because he doesn't wear a hat. Except for when he was bald. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to agree with Daniel and Kenny. Lord help me. And I'm gonna say, did Eric drop off the call?
Nice.
Hello, I'm here.
No, I'm just making it because I disagree with you, so I thought maybe you were going to drop off on me.
Oh, no.
All right. So, I mean, I know that Eric and Stevie wanted to go with the Rock and Roll Express, but... Yeah. So we'll go with the Bulldog. We'll go with the Bulldogs here because I do think that that is the more, you know,
intriguing.
It, more intriguing second round match. All right, number three, the Young Bucks and Demolition. You hate both teams.
I'm going to say Young Bucks.
And I think we pretty much just lost Kenny.
I no, actually want to hear Kenny speak before I say anything.
Okay. if the Young Bucks just did what they were told and listened and just took a beating and then pulled out a miracle win, this could be a really good match. Because I actually think Demolition isn't a great team in terms of, like, somebody you want to see. Like, there are people you want to watch get beat people up. Beat the guys you hate up or get beat up. But you don't want to actually see them win.
Right.
So I'm actually going to say it. Young Bucks.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
First of all, I'm a huge Demolition fan. But I do kind of see, like, the Young Bucks going over and pulling off, like, the upset victory.
Yeah, it's basically doing what you wanted to do with the Rock. Doing it.
Yeah, which makes my dick itch. But
I mean, it's a great contrast, right? It could be.
Yeah.
Demolition will keep trying to slow it down. They'll keep trying to take it to the air.
Right.
And then they get beat out of.
And then when the Young Bucks refuse to sell, you know, Demolition will fucking potato them, making them sell.
They get beat. 10 minutes, and then they come back for a nice babyface win.
All right, Stevie, let's get your opinion.
Well, I would have to go with Demolition because Demolition's been around a lot longer than the Young Bucks have, and I think they'd give them a good match.
Okay. I mean, all right, Daniel, you're
it might be like
saying...
an aggressive match, but.
And I get your point. Daniel, you're basically going to go with the Bucks, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going Bucks.
All right. I think the majority rules on this one. And, Stevie, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm really sorry because we have to put the Bucks over. But, yeah, I think Young Bucks are the option here.
Okay.
All right, round number four. Or not round number four. Match number four. Yeah, match number four and round number one. A matchup with four of the best-looking men in this tournament. Henry and Phineas Godwin versus Mark and Jay Briscoe.
Jesus
Christ. As long as they don't open their mouths, it'll be all right. this is a really good matchup. Oh God, I like the Godwins a lot. I don't think they're best as the Godwins, to be honest. They were probably better when they were what the hell their name when they were in WCW. Doug.
Tex and Shanehai.
What? Yeah. Tex and Shanehai.
I mean, yeah. I actually do agree with that because I felt like they were allowed to be. More of, like, who they were.
Yeah. So, I, you know, but in the Briscoes, my God, like, between the time, like, the Hardy Boys really stopped being a big deal, and then before, like, before, I guess, Beer Money got together, I mean, the Briscoes were only, like, the only tag team you really wanted to see. Like, so in that sense, the Briscoes are just so good, you know, and they're believable. They look like two guys, like, yeah, they might not win every fight, but they'll sure beat the shit out of you in a bar somewhere and in Sandy Fork, Delaware, wherever the hell it's from.
Yeah, right.
So I think the Briscoes, like, in terms of, you know, actually making an impact, the Briscoes were a bigger deal. So I'm
yep.
actually going to go Briscoe.
I'm going Briscoe, too.
Okay.
You need a tough team like that in tournament.
Right, yeah, because we just had a demolition job to the Young Bucks.
Yeah. The Briscoes are probably the better choice here. I think it could be an interesting match. Maybe some comedic elements they could put in with the Godwin, too, to kind of spice up the tournament.
Right.
But, at the end of the day, Mark and Jay could probably get the victory.
Okay, Stevie?
I have to say the Briscoes.
Okay. I thought you were going to say the Godwin.
No, not this time.
I swear. Are you starting to feel like a dick, Doug?
I swear, Stevie is the Terry Taylor of this committee.
Don't call him that.
Well, nobody's listening to him.
All right. So, yes, we'll just go Mark and Jay Briscoe. All right, match number 5 in round 1 of this tournament. A match that should have been a final, but we didn't draw it that way. The Dudley Boys and the Legion of Doom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is the toughest one yet.
Tough decision.
Because I want both of them to excel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, there's so much good about both teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're both, like, the best team of their generation.
Right.
You know, for their era.
Yeah.
So,
yep, along with the Steiner brothers, so.
Why don't you open up with this one, Doug, since all of us don't have a fucking clue.
Okay. I kind of look at it like this. I like the Legion of Doom. As a fan, I'm more of a fan of the Legion of Doom than I am the Dudleys.
Yes.
But I do believe that the Dudleys were major stars. I also think the Dudleys were major pricks. Or at least the
Bubba was.
Was. Okay. But that's, you know, neither
not
here nor
there.
It's got nothing to do with personalities. It's got more to do with, you know, what they could do in the ring.
I have a question.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does the winner of this face the Briscoes? Is that
no, the winner of this match faces the winner of FTR and the Midnights.
Oh my god.
That's gonna be dirty. I almost want to call that one's gonna be interesting.
Okay.
If you go FTR in this one, you want to see FTR versus LOD or Dudley's.
Or LOD and Midnight. That's always a license to print money.
Right. Well, it was back.
Yeah.
Let's not jump the gun here, boys. Let's keep it with this here, and then we'll.
All right. I think I got some. So these guys can't go more than 5-10 minutes. It's got to be kind of a barnyard. Tables have to be involved.
Right.
It's got to be these guys beating the shit out of each other, but you know, a lot of fanfare. I think at the end of the day, Bubba gets put through a table. Legion of Doom wins. Hawk gets the pin.
Okay. But a lot of that to be because, technically we kind of consider this no disqualification tournament or something like that.
Or they can fight beforehand, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah. It's like the fucking video game, right? A table, you put a guy to a table, the ring table, the voucher table, it's not DQ, right?
Right, and that's actually, or like even like out, you know, outside the ring, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, back in the olden days, you put a guy through a table on the outside of the ring, the referee's not going to call it.
Right, right. Like, you know, like if I throw you into the steel steps, yeah, technically I'm beating you with steel steps, but it's not a DQ.
Right.
Wrestling's so weird.
We can have the Dudley Boys lose by count out, so that way they don't get pinned.
Oh, you can't end this in a count out.
No, not a match. Not a match of this magnitude, Eric.
Here's how I see this. Now, undoubtedly, teams, right? Two of the best. If I had to say, I'm probably a bigger fan of the Dudleys than I am of Legion of Doom, just on a personal level. Because I think, you know, the thing with Legion of Doom is they just go out there and beat the fuck out of you, right? Like, they don't wrestle with you. They don't, you know, they don't have a match or anything. They just go and they beat you up. And if they got to lose, they'll lose. But, like, they're not having a match. They're having a beating that just happens to end with them getting pinned. Although, in terms of, like, who is a better tag team, it's really hard to say because, again, you really have two tag teams where one guy is the star and the other guy is, like, the guy who can do the really good stuff in the ring, right? I mean, not that Animal or Bubba were bad, but our D-Von were bad because I actually think D-Von is actually here's the thing. You got one tag team where it has the one guy, but, right, because, like, everybody said the Dudleys had heat. No, Bubba had heat. Bubba is a fucking prick. D-Von, I've never heard anything bad about him in terms of being a dickhead or anything. But Bubba.
Big Show calls him the Nice Dudley.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
D-Von.
No,
he calls D-Von the Nice Dudley.
Right, like, so that's the thing. So, like, D-Rod was the guy doing the work, where in the Legion of Doom, it was a little more, I mean, Hawk was the more talented member, but they were both talented. Where, like, there was a clear distinction about the duties in the Dudley Boys. Like, D-Rod is there to have a good match, and Bob was there to get people to not like him. And then, so I just as a team, even though I'm a bigger fan of the Dudleys, I have to say, and also I'd add in the fact that they overcame more of a handicap, being that, like, you know, they became a huge stars in a nothing, in a promotion, like, that was, like, as big a deal as ECW is to wrestling history, and the time, and at its time, it was never more than a glorified indie promotion. So the fact that they became these gigantic stars is equally impressive, but just out of that, even though we're not, you know, even talking about that, I'm still going to have to go with the Legion of Doom. Because just like, it just, Dudley's, like I said, there's so many negatives from the team perspective about the Dudleys, where the Legion of Doom just, they both had it all. You know, they could cut, both could cut a good enough promo for their, you know, themselves, and they had like, they were just so innovative. Like, there couldn't be a Dudley Boy style tag team without the Legion of Doom, right? Like, you couldn't have just like these guys who just gonna rough you up and beat you. And the other thing too is the Dudleys, like, they need the whole package. They need the, you know, Sign Guy and Dirtner, and to some extent the other loser Dudleys who people forget about. Where Legion of Doom was better with Ellery, but they didn't need him.
No.
You know? So I got to say the Legion of Doom.
Okay. Stevie?
I'd have to agree with what he said. I have to go with the Legion of Doom on this one.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Eric?
Yeah, I agree.
Damn.
All right. So Legion of Doom it is. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a hard decision. Now it gets harder.
Dudleys go out in style, too. Book them well.
Right.
Even if they get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, it's not going to just be a
storm. It's not the opposite. The best friends. They're fucking getting beaten by the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. Next up, we have FTR in the Midnight Express. Let's say that it's the Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane version of the Midnight Express.
Oh, well, right. I would hope so.
Somebody was getting ready to ask
him. Well, it was either going to be Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, and Bobby Eaton, Dennis Cosby. It wasn't going to be Randy Rose and Norval Austin, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
wait, this isn't Dennis Condry? No, this is Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane. So.
Or what? Put about it could be any of the three of them, really. As long as Bobby Eaton's in there, like, it could be Condry or Lane. Doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, for non-confusing purposes, let's just say it's Eaton and Lane. Let's say, Dennis stayed home in Denver with his horses.
Okay. I want to open this up because this is like, you know, we're talking about my favorite tag team of all time and my fourth favorite tag team of all time. I'm going to tell you what I think first, and then we're going to get into the explanation a little bit. I'm going to go with the Midnights. Now, I want you to understand I love FTR, no doubt. But I think, like, here's the thing. If you put FTR in the same atmosphere that the Midnight Express were in, FTR is still a great team, but they're a good team, right? I'm trying to think of a good analogy. They're basically the Fantastics, the Fabulous Ones. The Fabs are, in this case, the Midnight is the Fabs, right? Like, they're doing the same gimmick, but they're like, kind of like the second on part. So that's the thing. You're almost, if this is a completely neutral, like, setting they're in, it's almost like a mirror match, damn it. Like, they're wrestling themselves. Right.
Yeah.
And I think, and you know, the thing about the Midnight Express, and we kind of incorrectly said it because it's really the question isn't who's the second guy is with Bobby. It's who's the third guy with Cornette and Bobby, because that's the real question. Because Jim Cornette is integral to that whole gimmick. You know, you can't really do the Midnight gimmick without Cornette because, you know, especially the Dennis Condry, Bobby Eaton version, right? Because that, you know, Stan Lane had, you know, there wasn't the back, you know, there wasn't the charismatic, you know, spark that Stan Lane brought to it. The Midnight's just, you know, Bobby Eaton, like, he still did so many things so better than anybody else. And, you know, you can't beat Bobby. So, the FTR is phenomenal. Like, you know, anytime I watch them against anybody, they just are so, they're believable, right? They're just like, you know. And they make tag team wrestling interesting. And I think the one thing about the FTR would have an advantage is they can babyface a little bit better because they don't have a manager and because they're They just look, they're a little nicer looking guys than fucking the Midnight Express. Like, but that is kind of, he was a rough looking motherfucker, and Bobby Eaton was not. So again, though, the Midnight, because again, like I said, I think in, you know, if we're saying this is, you know, if you put them in the era of the Midnight Express, they're just another good tag team. They just came after the guys who were doing the gimmick better, right? Like, so I'm definitely going with Midnight Express.
Okay. Eric?
I'm going with FTR. I think we need to put the younger team over here. We do have a lot of veteran teams.
You know, we have the Young Bucks in, right?
Yeah, that's only one, though, to be fair.
Yeah, and the Briscoe brothers are kind of newer, but they're also old.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the brothers have been doing this for 18 years.
Yeah,
so the Young Bucks have been doing it for, like, 15, though.
Yeah, but they still look like they're 12.
Well, that's, you know, that, hey, you want to shave your body hair, that's their business.
I think the only thing actually shave are those fucking mutton chops.
Well, at least it's something. Jeez, I mean, at least it's an attempt to do something.
Actually, before I give an opinion, Stevie, go ahead.
I'll have to go with FTR.
Yeah.
Over the Midnight Express.
Yeah, cool. Okay. I do see Kenny's point, but I also want to kind of propose, well, I'm not going to propose it. I'm Vince McMahon, for Christ's sake.
Wait, you're an out of touch steroid addict?
No, I'm not a steroid. There's many things I could probably be an addict of. Steroids is not one of them.
And you're out of touch, though, which that's the bigger
issue. Cookies, reason. Wrestling, porn, you know, stuff like that. Anyway.
So you are admitting to being out of touch, though.
So. Yeah, exactly. Or
maybe he's in touch. Not just out of touch. You've lost, you had the touch, and you lost it.
Yeah. So,
because let me tell you, I actually paid AEW a compliment the other day. I said, compared to that fucking eye for an eye thing, that football field in EC was like Flair Steamboat.
He's got a point. Right, but like for Kenny's point though, having Cornette at ringside, I kind of propose something here. What if Cornette turns on the Midnight because he's such a huge fan of FTR and he leads...
And joins him.
And he kind of manages FTR for the right, or at least into the match with the Legion of Doom.
I could go for that.
I like that. You read my mind.
So, because Cornette is such an FTR fanboy, so why don't we do that? Obviously, we'll go with FTR. Kenny will be the odd man out on this one. We'll go FTR, but it's because of Cornette turning on his longtime team to join who he thinks is the better team to manage.
We got to really build FTR up then, though, right? Because you can't do that and have him get squashed in the second round. Like, that's a big
move. No, I have them
it's
being
something. You can't
make that big. FTR is that throws everything up into the air.
Well, yeah, that's gonna make the discussion about FTR and Legion of Doom at least a half hour. So we're fucked. A half hour, but it's gonna make it at least a little longer because, you know, it's gonna be more of a discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, all right.
Well,
so,
I got an idea for that. So let's go on to the next
FTR
one.
FTR wins it. All right. Next match on the
Wait,
in the tournament.
Daniel give his opinion?
Yeah, he said FTR.
Oh, I didn't even hear him.
Yeah, I like FTR. I like FTR this one. I'm actually cool with Doug's scenario, and I would be I have an idea for them in the Doom later. So, yeah, I'm
okay.
Sticking with that.
Okay. Next up, we have Public Enemy and the New Day. If this discussion lasts longer than 30 seconds, then
oh man, now wait a minute, hold on here.
Here we go.
Oh boy.
Because this actually has some legs, because these guys are all built on the fans' perception of them, right? There's nothing
yeah.
Right. Right? So all five of these guys are only where they are because there's enough people behind them. Because separately, you know, I mean, maybe the exception, separately, you know, I guess Ted Petty, Flyboy, Rocco Rock, would have probably had a career, and obviously all the New Day guys, well, at least two of them probably would have had a career. But again, it's really about the way the fans took to them, right? It's not about a good matches or anything. So, and I think, you know, in some ways, Public Enemy was so, like, I wish they would have been given a better chance in the big leagues than they were. And I think, though, the thing about the New Day is that, like, it's all really Big E, right, and some Kofi. And,
yeah.
Like, Xavier Woods is good to, like, oh, you can send him out because, oh, he's got a PhD in education and blah, 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 and he can put on a suit and go represent your company to different places. But, like, you know, he does that fucking halfway, you know, the springboard elbow halfway across the ring, half the time he barely makes it. So, I'm going to have to say the Public Enemy just because, like, they need a tag team. Like, you can't really do any, they wouldn't be stars individually. They'd be wrestlers, but they wouldn't be stars. But I think you can make stars out of Big E and Kofi separately.
Okay. Good point.
Yeah, I would actually, I actually completely agree with that. I like the New Day, and they're going to carry this match all the way.
Yeah,
especially Kofi, definitely the workhorse of this match. But the crowd's going to be going fucking nuts the whole time.
Right.
And the match might not even get started for 10 minutes because both of them are going to be pandering the whole time.
Exactly.
I think Public Enemy should go over here because depending on who we put over in the next round, I know we got Hardy Boys and the Best Friends yet. Public Enemy and the Hardy Boys is an interesting matchup to me. I'm not jumping far ahead, but the Public Enemy, I agree with Kenny. They're a very underrated team to me. I know they do what they do. I mean, they're not known as in-ring technicians, but as far as what they did for ECW and what they were, and you know the fan participation, like they were really into that, and they had usually a pretty angry crowd, very happy and joyful,
right.
Which is hard to do in its own. But Public Enemy, I think they have to get the W here. It doesn't need to go too long. Actually, the longer it goes, the worse it'll probably get.
Right.
So maybe
no,
five,
really,
10 minutes.
Dance off and then fucking, you know, Rocko Rock and Schoolboy Big E and get the win. You know.
Yeah.
Let them do their shtick and then just like have the bad guys steal the win.
Right. All right, Stevie, what do you think?
I would have to go with Public Enemy. That's my honest opinion.
Okay. All right. Eric?
I was going to go with New Day, but then Kenny made a good point, so I'm going to go with Public Enemy.
All right. Public Enemy it is. I mean, I thought that New Day would have been, you know, obviously the clear choice. Kenny's point.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought that, too, but
well, that's the beauty of the tournament, too, though, because then you get a team like Public Enemy. That solidifies anything can happen.
Right, exactly. So The final match in round one, we have the Hardys and we have the Best Friends.
He better not put these fucking boots over on the Hardys.
And that's the thing. You drew it. You drew the match. It was your hand that went in the hat.
I didn't write them down.
I actually entered the Best Friends into this thing. I kind of look at it like this. The Best Friends, I think, were just there just because I could not think, just because their name came at the top of my head when I had to put another team in.
You couldn't find another team. Heavenly
Kenny
Bodies.
Omega and Adam Page.
The Fantastics.
I have
Adam
Omega,
Page, Kenny Omega
doing something else.
Oh,
Trevor
okay.
Murdoch and Lance Cade. Anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Trevor Murdoch and Lance Cade. Fuck.
All right, so are we all like, just going to say the Hardys are going over? Do we even need to have the...
Yeah, actually,
no.
We do, because I actually got a good idea here.
Uh-oh.
This is my here's a quick fantasy wish. Chuck Taylor breaks both his legs, and that
Wait,
guy. Chuck Taylor breaks both his legs, and he's out. He can't even wrestle. So Stu Grayson dumps Player Uno, comes down and tags with Trent Beretta, and they win. Because you got two guys who could be something. But they're saddled with a partner who's shit. No, the Hardy Boys win. The Hardy Boys win. End of story.
Right.
Sorry, Trent. I met right. you.
I'll say this about... I got to say this about Chuck Taylor, though. The look he has on his face, he always looks like he just stepped in dog shit.
He looks like a guy who, like... he looks like he sleeps with his head in... And, like a wedge of cheese. Mold, a cheese bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the better promo on the team, though. Trent can't talk that well.
No, but Trent is basically there.
But Trent looks like a fucking grown adult, not a fat, like, 18-year-old kid.
I mean, Jim Cornette said it the best when he said he does look like any random guy at a Trader Joe's.
Right.
Like, you could have just
Which
picked
one?
Chuck... Trader Joe's and said, come on.
All right. So are we all going to go with the Hardy Boys here?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Wait, Eric, what's your
vote? Eric, go ahead.
No. I just like Best Friends, but smart choice is the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I mean... Well, both of them have great managers. Orange Cassidy is the most over person in that team.
Yeah,
carries the best.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, he is. He is.
I'm not saying he's good, but he does carry.
Well, if you really want an argument, I'd say he's probably better than Chuck Taylor.
Or Chuck Taylor.
He looks like he's in, you know, he's in a good, he might be skinny as shit, but he looks like he's actually, you know, plays a sport once in his life.
Or Chuck Taylor.
Right. I'll just put the Hardy Boys in. imagine if Chuck Taylor were skimming through, trying to think of a podcast to listen to. He comes across us. He's like, oh, this sounds interesting. Chuck Taylor.
I wouldn't worry about this. I'd worry about the
cyberbullying.
I'd worry about the shoot interview where Eddie Kingston has a picture of Chuck Taylor in lingerie. If I were Chuck Taylor, not this.
Very well.
Because he's believe me, he's bad. He does not make a good looking woman either.
Okay,
God, please move on.
All right. That's the last thing.
Okay, we'll stop being mean to Chuck Taylor. He's probably a great guy. I don't know him personally.
No, fuck Chuck Taylor. I just don't want to think of him in lingerie.
What the hell?
So now, moving on to round two. First match of round two of the quarterfinals, we have the Steiner Brothers and we have the British Bulldogs.
Ooh.
That's an interesting one.
Who wants to go first? Stevie, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I would have to say it would be an interesting match. I would have to go with the Steiner brothers and put them over.
Okay.
Because I think the match would probably go longer.
Yeah. I'd say a 15-minute, 20-minute match.
Yeah, about that.
I mean,
that.
To me, this is probably the best wrestling match of the night, right?
Yeah, it would be.
In wrestling.
It would be considered that, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. We do have a lot of talent here, but these two teams can really go in the ring. So it's going to have to be back and forth. Both teams are believable. Either team could win. I like the dynamic of the kid and the bulldog a little more. The Steiner brothers, they are very different, but they're also kind of one and the same. They're an ideal tag team. I'm going British Bulldogs.
I'm going with the Bulldogs too.
Yeah.
All right. Kenny?
This is like this should be what we call a work shoot, because there's going to be a lot of fucking, you know, hard clotheslines and suplexes out of nowhere and guys who really don't want to cooperate. Holy shit! oh geez, I don't know. See, like part of me, like the Steiners to me, were always a great tag team, but like it was a very specific time period for them where like, you know, like I think the Bulldogs, you know, had they maybe not, you know, done so many supplements, they might have had a bigger deal. They were, you know, like where the Steiners were like, look, like Gandhi, like from there, like 90 to 93, the Steiners were something else to see. But once like Scott started to get like so fucking roided out, it wasn't even funny. It really got old fast.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna say the Bulldogs because just I think like they can. There's gonna be teams they're gonna work better with. Where you know like the Steiners, you just never like. There's so many teams they couldn't work with. Where if they fight, if guys were just gonna beat the fuck out of them for like a shoot, you know.
Right.
So Bulldog.
Right.
I mean, I thought that everybody would have gone with the Steiners here, but because everybody's Bulldogs, well, except for Stevie. I do see the point of the Bulldogs. I do think that they actually are kind of like the dark horse of this tournament because I didn't think anybody was going to put them over the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that Bulldog dynamic. So, all right, yeah, Bulldogs are going to the semis.
I mean, it's going to be a match, you know. It's going to do both teams justice. Right. But in the end, they just get that little bit of an edge.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. The next match in the quarterfinals, we have the Young Bucks and Mark and Jay Briscoe.
Can we just make this a street fight? Briscoe brothers can beat the shit out of them.
Why not?
Let's
yeah.
I'm putting it up.
Yeah.
Have they even faced each other before? Let's see, we're both in our way.
Many times. Many
yeah,
times.
They've had a lot of encounters.
I'm going with the Briscoes. I think that like Briscoes better than Young Bucks.
I mean, I've seen the match numerous times. And it's a good match when they're together, right? Yeah, the Briscoes adapt to that style well. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. I do think the Young Bucks were a good enough baby face to make it to the second round. I don't really want them to be the baby face that makes it all the way, because they're kind of insufferable. So I'd have to go the Briscoe brothers. Stevie?
I'd have to go with the Briscoe brothers on this one.
Okay. Hey, Kenny?
Geez. What I like about this is the Briscoes, like, they remind me of AJ Styles in that they can do, like, the really, you know, fancy kind of crazy stuff now, but they can still make it look believable, you know?
Yeah.
And, geez, like, I think what I think you can, is good about this and why I think the Briscoes can go over is you gotta remember they're also, you know, they're bigger guys, but they're not giants. So, like, they're still believable, you know, being baby, you know, selling and stuff, and not just being, like, you know, badasses and that kind of thing. So I think you got to go with the Briscoes because they, again, like, they were a big deal. And people, I don't know if it's just, like, just because of the time they came in, like, but they were, like, the only, you know, the independent tag team, the team that everybody wanted. I mean, they were a huge part of Ring of Honor, and, you know, they were a huge part of why Ring of Honor made it, because they were believable guys, and, you know, they just work.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. And it's another one of those surprising, like, decisions. Because this tournament has kind of not necessarily gone the way I thought it would have. Because, you know, we have the Bulldogs. I think, first of all, I think the Bulldogs and the Briscoes are the most intriguing match, or would be the most intriguing matchup.
Yeah,
for the semis. Okay. So, but, like, the Briscoes going over, you know, the Bucks, the Bulldogs getting as far as they did. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got no complaints about it. I'm a little surprised that, like, our semifinal is not, you know, the Steiners and Demolition.
That's the obvious choice, though.
Right, and there's one thing we don't want to be is obvious.
Yeah, that's not what we are on this show, obvious.
No. We're obviously assholes, but we're not obvious.
You can't script obvious. Can only skip obvious.
Right. All right. So, all right. Briscoe go over on that one. Next up, in the next quarterfinal match, we have the Legion of Doom and FTR. You had a scenario here. So, you're obviously, I'm talking to Daniel because he's sitting right next to me.
Okay. So, we go in this one way. Ever since the first match where Jim Cornette, you know, he did the turn.
Right.
You have vignettes planned throughout the whole tournament, before and after every match, of them talking backstage how they're going to outsmart the Legion of Doom. You know, they're smarter than the Legion of Doom. They can actually wrestle. They're going to beat their asses somehow. And it's just the three of them and all these vignettes, the three of them talking, you know, trying to, you know, strategize. Cornette saying, you know, these guys are actually getting kind of scared, but Cornette still trying, no, you guys are better wrestlers. You can do this. I think you get to the match and they get their asses kicked for a good 5 minutes. They have to roll out of the ring a couple times and talk to Cornette. They keep coming in, keep getting a fist in the face. But ultimately, they cheat the right ways. You know, Cornette gets up on the apron a few times, of course, with the racket. And they end up getting the roll-up on Hawk and winning the match. And it surprises the whole arena. The fans go silent. And they outsmarted the Legion of Doom. And Jim Cornette is a genius.
I love it.
Okay.
I like that idea. I would... Again, this is kind of the thing about, like, Andre the Giant and other guys like that. It's like, you know, Andre is impressive, but you don't want to, like, you don't want to make him your champion because who the fuck's going to beat him? Right?
Yeah. Right.
And I feel the same way about the Legion of Doom. Like, they're awesome, but, like, fuck, if you make him the champion, who's going to realistically beat him? Right?
Right.
So I think Daniel's idea about FTR is, like, a good idea, and I think, you know, you get a lot out of the history of the Legion of Doom and Jim Cornette and, you know, just, like, the idea, like, these guys are going to be the, you know, these guys are the new, you know, whatever you want to call them, the Midnight Express, and they're, like, and the, also, I think one thing about the FTR that I didn't mention the first time is they're definitely more rough than the Midnight Express, right? I mean, like, they're definitely more of, they're closer to more of, like, an Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton tag team than they are in the Midnight Express, to be honest. If you really get thinking about it. But, yeah, I think the FTR is just like, you can do so much more with them, right? Like, what can you do with the Road Warriors except have them go out there and beat up people? Right?
Right.
And it has to be the right people. Like, you know, you just can't be just send them out there with anybody or just send them out, like, you know, again, it's not interesting to see these guys every time, right? You want to talk about them, and then, like, every once a month, send them out there to do something. Because that's what makes them cool. Because if you see them every time, you kind of start to notice, oh, well, shit, these guys don't really do anything except punch people.
Right.
Press slap them. So definitely FTR.
Okay. Stevie?
I would have to disagree. I've always been a Road Legion of Doom fan, so I'll have to go with the Legion of Doom on this one.
Okay.
That's fair.
A little bit. Just, I mean, because obviously majority is going to rule here, but I do want to hear what you have to say. Steve?
Hello?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Get into it, Steve.
Well, sometimes you disagree, sometimes you agree, you know, but I would have to say the Road Warriors on this one, only because they're, you know, a veteran team. So I'd go with the Legion of Doom.
Okay. Now, Eric, I mean, I know you basically said you agree with Daniel, but what do you think?
I would go with FTR. I think it would be like the passing the torch in the cheating way. But I think FTR is the new era.
Okay. All right. So obviously majority is going to rule here. And FTR is going to go over. I do like the idea, and I do agree with Kenny's point of, you know, why make the Legion of Doom the champion? Like, because who the fuck's going to beat them? Right? And this can't be one of those things to where they hit the... what do they call it? Can we still call that move the Shatter Machine? Or...
If you want.
What?
Can you say if you want?
Yeah. So... because I know they call it something new now, but I've always known it as a Shatter Machine. So it's not like they're gonna hit the Shatter Machine on Animal. Yeah. They might be able to hit it on Hawk, but it's gotta be cheating. So yeah, so we'll go, and Stevie, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we'll go FTR again on this one. They're going to the twice.
And just the way we booked it before, like Legion of Doom and the Public Enemy doesn't really do anything for me.
Right.
Them and the Hardys could be interesting, but it's still, that's almost too much of a styles clash. So I definitely think FTR is the right move here.
Okay. All right. Last match in the quarterfinals, Public Enemy and the Hardys.
Oof. Hardys.
I mean, Public Enemy, they got the win first round. They were the still favorites. But I think it's time for the Hardys to kind of put the end to that. You know, it could actually, I think you get a good match out of these two, too.
Right.
I think, you know, they could probably play into each other's reckless styles a little bit. And I'd say probably the Hardy Boys would probably have to go over, though, for legitimate reasons.
Stevie?
I would have to go with the Hardy Boys on this one.
Danny?
See, this is the thing, because, like, the Hardy Boys, the thing about the Hardy Boys is, like, they've been, like, the time they were such a good, like, they were a good tag team was, like, so, like, right? I mean, like, have they spent more time, like, in the big league as a tag team or as a part? I mean, it's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, now they're a part again, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going on? Like, out of all the like, weird shit that happened, the whole broken Matt Hardy thing, I've never got it. I never thought it was interesting. I never thought it was, you know, even by, like, the weird today's wrestling standards, I could never get into it, like, with the stupid drone and what all that bullshit, like. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, the Public Enemy, like, they can't go over the Hardys because the Hardys are just like, you know, they started as a tag team, but then they transcended that, but then you bought them back as a tag team. You buy them in.
Right. So, yeah, Hardy Boys and the story, I guess.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, there's really...
It's unanimous.
Yeah, it's unanimous. So Hardys go over. All right. So now,
semi.
We have, all right, so let's go to the first semi-final matchup. We have the Bulldogs versus Mark and Jay Briscoe.
Ooh.
I wish I could actually watch this match.
Bulldogs and Mark and Jay.
Hey. Stevie, let's start with you.
Tough decision. I'll have to go with the British Bulldogs.
Okay. Why?
They seem to be more stronger tag team, if you look at it, really.
Yeah, they have the power advantage.
Yeah, they got the power advantage, and I think they give them a good match.
Okay.
Well, I feel like we have to book these two at the same time, though, to really, like, scalp the big what we want here. You know what I mean? To go to our finale.
Yep.
These two semi-matches are, you know, the most important to get to where we want to get, booking standpoint. So we need to know which two teams we really want to go against each other.
Right. Well, all right. So
Bulldogs versus FTR.
There's either you can either get the Bulldogs versus FTR or the Bulldogs versus the Hardys, or the Briscoes.
I like Bulldogs versus.
Or the Briscoes versus the Hardys.
Bulldogs versus FTR.
Okay. Stevie, what do you want to find?
What was that? I didn't hear you.
All right. So the final is either going to be the Bulldogs versus FTR or the Bulldogs versus the Hardy. Now, obviously, you're already saying you want to go with the Bulldogs to win. Who do you want their opponent?
Right. FTR.
Okay. All right. I think any one of the four matches would be good. I think the more intriguing match, however, is actually the Bulldogs versus FTR, based on what we had happen earlier on, you know, with Cornette. I think because Cornette's managing these guys now, Cornette has to take them to the final.
Yeah, he does. But
I think he had to win it.
Them and the Briscoes, though, would be great. I know.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would just be such a great match. I mean, but Cornette's whole thing, it would come full circle with the Bulldogs, kind of. And he could,
yeah.
You know, we took out one of the greatest tag teams ever. Let's do it again.
Right.
So, all right. Kenny, which match would you rather have in the final?
Honestly, the Briscoes and FTR sound so good, but I think Briscoes FTR, I think, would be what I would want to see.
Okay.
I have no interest, I don't really think, like, I don't want to see Bulldogs Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys FTR or Hardy Boys Briscoes would be good. But I just think, like, when I think of, like, guys who, like, are a tag team, like, these guys, that's what they were, you know, that's what they're good at. You know, there's a reason, yeah, Mark and Jay have their thing once in a while, but, like, that's not what anybody thinks about when they think about it. We don't say the Briscoe, you know, they're the Briscoe brothers, not, you know, they're them boys or whatever you want to say. And so, yeah, that's how I look at it.
And then you got a rough kind of badass team against a very technically sound team.
Right.
It's kind of like the fun if you maybe Dory and Terry against the Brainbusters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so I kind of look at it like this. Obviously, FTR is going over. No matter what. I mean, no disrespect to the Hardys. But it's got to go FTR. Well, yeah, they got the best booked story. Yeah. So,
right.
And I'm having trouble, though, with the Bulldogs and the Briscoes because I like both teams. I do think, however, that the best match would actually be the Briscoes versus FTR. So as much as I like the Bulldogs, as much as I like Davey Boy, Dynamite I'm not really a fan of.
It's a hard one because it's the dream match versus the best possible match, you know?
Right.
But I'd say we might have to go with the best possible match.
Right, because if you remember what we did in the world title tournament, or at least what you, Eric, and I did, The Jim Ross Bruce Pritchard hybrid wasn't there, and neither was Kerry Taylor. Like we went with not only the dream match but the best possible wrestling match.
Yeah.
Right, but we also had the story of Bret Hart was getting the shit beat out of him at every turn. We look at it this though, it's either but here. Complete package. It's either the best wrestling match or the dream match.
Could be the best package too, because the Briscoe brothers could be the underdog favorite here too. Even if you might think that they could beat FTR's ass, just with FTR is such a united front at this point, especially with Jim Cornette, it kind of seems like they can't lose. So that's a great story going in.
Right. It's like nobody expected the Briscoes to make it as far as they did. Nobody expected them. They may have expected them to beat the Godwins, but already they've beaten the Bucks, and now they're going to beat probably one of the best teams.
Yeah.
Or one of the top 10 teams in the 80s.
No one expects either team to get there if it happens.
All right. So,
two indeed, like darlings.
Right. So I'm going to write it down. I know Stevie and Eric said Bulldogs, but I'm going to say making the final decision, the Briscoes are moving to the finals. They're taking on FTR.
That's fair. I'm cool with both.
I
just wanted to see old school versus new school.
I know, but the thing is that we'll see that a lot because, you know, obviously there's more tournaments that we're going to be doing, you know, in the coming months. Okay.
So we will get a chance to see that. But right now, I think when it comes to tag team wrestling and the lack of, you know, tag team wrestling, especially that we see in like certain companies, you need to go with the best possible tag team matchup. And I think that's what this is. So now we have the finals. FTR versus Mark and Jay Briscoe. Kenny, why don't you start us off here?
Okay, so this is actually going to be really crazy. But here's how you really think to make this really interesting. You put Cornette in there as a special guest referee, since he loves both teams. And you have him in the end. You have him call it right down the middle. You don't do any fuckery. And you go with FTR.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah, you have to go with FTR after Jim Cornette turned on his former on Midnight Express, and the best scenario is to lead them all the way to the titles, into a new era.
Yeah. Let me offer a rebuttal, because I am, if that's the way this goes, I'm 100% okay with that. I think that comes full circle for the story. But if he calls it right down the middle and the Briscoe brothers end up winning and Jim Cornette has to sit there with pie in his face because he was the genius that orchestrated all this, and this was supposed to be the perfect night for Camp Cornette, and they were going to finally take over the wrestling world. He let go of his old team. He got new guys. You know, they beat the Legion of Doom, for God's sakes. And then they have a great wrestling match and lose 1-2-3 after 25 minutes to the Briscoe brothers, and he's just got to sit there, and the fans are going livid because they're excited that he lost and his team lost. TV.
No, but that's the thing. They're both his team. That's what you're not picking up on here. In fact, actually, my original idea was you have Cornette actually screw the FDR and go with the Briscoes.
Right, but I think the thing is that you don't want, like, the Briscoes would be entering this thing as the baby faces.
Yes.
Okay? And I do think because of how we went heel in that World Title tournament, you have to go babyface, I think, in this tournament.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I do agree with that. I mean, I'm cool either way. Stevie, let's get your opinion on this one.
My opinion on this one, I would go with the FTR.
Okay. All right, so... it's basically majority. I do like Daniel's explanation, but however, it is obviously majority.
That's fine, because that idea is great.
Right. So FTR will become the unscripted wrestling federation or whatever the hell. Eric, we got to go back and find out what the hell we actually called this thing.
And the great thing about them winning is that if we do end up like doing like whatever fantasy pay-per-views or whatever after this, I know you had that planned.
Yeah.
This is the best team to have that fantasy division around, because they're the heels that you chase.
Right.
And that's money right there.
You know, we'd have a rematch.
And they're the bad guys that you want to take off of that mountain. And that's pro wrestling, in my opinion.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so FTR is going to win this thing. Basically, that's the tag team tournament. Now, we've got only a little more than a half hour left. Should we call it, or do you want to try to? I don't know. I don't think we can actually get through another tournament in a half hour.
Yeah, I don't want
to. No way. Yeah, we'll call it.
All right,
yeah,
boys,
because
fresh,
new one.
All right, Kenny. Thanks for joining.
Fun. Thank you for having me, guys. I'll see you soon.
Give me an answer within the next. Give me an answer, or try to give me an answer by tomorrow, so I could get. All right, I'll fuck myself.
All right, you want to close this out here, Doug?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we got to plug next week's show. Next Friday night, we're gonna do a first here. We're actually gonna do a career retrospective on a woman.
Okay.
We're gonna do a career retrospective on Sensational Sherry. It's gonna be.
Oh wow. Okay.
It's gonna be fun. There's a lot to get into because she's had a hell of a career. Also, like we said earlier on, obviously listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes. They're going to be on in less than a half hour. Listen to us on Sunday when we bring you the top tier podcast and the Marvel Superheroes tier list. And then, of course, look for the Jeopardy tournament to be starting soon. Eric, get me an answer from your charge by tomorrow.
Yeah, I will.
All right, you're the handler. Handle it. I'm going to start getting this stuff out. We're going to start drawing some matches within like the next day and a half to 2 days. So you're in charge of that. But thank you guys for coming on. This is, again, FTR, the Unscripted Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. Next month in August, we will be doing – we'll do the U.S. tournament next. Okay?
Sweet.
So, Eric, thank you as always. I'll see you at work
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. Stevie,
thanks
a lot for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Very welcome.
Great deal.
Yep. Hi, Daniel.
Yep. All right, guys.
Bye, Doug.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Stevie.
Have a good
night.
See you
Sunday.
See ya.
See ya.